It is time for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in with our local school districts. And wow, everybody knows that education is front of people's minds right now with everything that's going on. And today we're going to be talking Orange County Schools. I'm joined on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Schools Board, Hillary McKenzie. Hillary, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Brighton. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Absolutely. It's been a while since we've been able to speak. We've been keeping up with a lot of news coming from the Orange County Schools District, but this is the first time you guys have been back on Speaking of Schools since you returned to in-person instruction. So I really think that's the best place to start. How has the hybrid learning model been going so far for OCS?
So I will just make one little point here that we actually started our in-person instruction in October.
Okay.
And it was small.
It's true.
But I'm only pointing that out because I think it's a really important part about why right now is successful, because we've been taking little baby steps all along. We had our pre-K and EC back in October in the classroom in the hybrid model, and then and some small groups. We had our teachers return to the building to teach remotely and in small groups in December. In January, we've had kindergarten and continued with small groups. And kindergarten and first grade, excuse me. And then, you know, we've just been slowly rolling in. So then in February, we started Plan B for our second through 12th graders. And it's been kind of a small march, or slow march, I should say, which has set us up for this legislation where we have to return in Plan A, and I'm feeling really grateful that we've set ourselves up where it's not like we're going from Plan C to Plan A in 3 weeks, because I really have a lot of empathy for districts who are being asked to do that. That's a lot of change really fast.
Yeah, that's something that we're seeing with Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools. They had already planned to be in Plan B. They start on Monday, but again, they had been planning on that in the last few weeks. That had been their target, and now, of course, they're going to have to change some things up and then do Plan A on top of learning how to implement Plan B. That being said, Hillary, you did mention, of course, you had the go through for kindergarten through second, or kindergarten and first graders. Now it's second through 12th that have been in-person and hybrid instruction for a few weeks. What are some of the benefits and challenges that district staff has experienced so far?
I would say the first several weeks of hybrid for the majority of our district has been largely successful. The one thing I can always say with certainty is that our teachers and staff love our students, and regardless of how challenging the logistics around shifting gears can be, I've heard over and over again how happy everyone is to see their students and hear laughter in the buildings again. So I think that is just a balm after such a really challenging year for students remotely. Of course, you know, things aren't business as usual, and with change comes some level of challenge as everyone falls into new routines. Like I said, I think that we've been lucky that we've had a lot of lessons learned over this long period of time that have helped make this a little smoother than it might have been if we were trying to do it really quickly. But mostly it's been really successful.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, you mentioned Plan A. Of course, that is going to be the next step that folks are focused on. What is the district talking about in terms of a timeline of having to implement that, since you guys are already doing in-person instruction? Moving to that will be before long, as based on some state legislation passed recently. I don't know if that's going to be discussed at the board meeting or what, but what is the district thinking so far in terms of that timeline?
Sure. So I think it's April 1st is the day that all districts have to have elementary school in Plan A, but that falls on our spring break. So our first day of in-person instruction in Plan A, I believe, is April 7th. I think that's the proposed date. So we'll just have, instead of alternating cohorts, both cohorts at the elementary level will be back in the building at the same time. And our board meeting on Monday, we will be discussing options for middle and high schools in the fourth quarter, and also a proposed plan for the 2021-2022 academic year. So those decisions haven't been made yet, but I think what folks will see is the board and the district talking through those issues and sort of making decisions about those two things.
We're speaking with Hillary McKenzie, chair of the Orange County Schools Board of Education. They're going to have a meeting on Monday night. And plan A, as you said, it's nice to already have a couple of weeks of plan B under the district's belt and with people getting used to that. But there is that switch that will be coming up in April. Any things that you and the board specifically have in mind that are you're either excited about or concerned about when you are making that switch to plan A?
Any change during this period of time, we take those changes really seriously. And so you see the board and the district really digging into all of the potential challenges. In the past, some of the sticking points for even plan B with the board were what was going to happen around lunchtime. At first, the plan was for students to eat in their classrooms, but the board requested that students eat outside whenever possible. And we bought air purifiers for every classroom. I mean, I think what you see us doing and probably most school districts doing right now is just trying to mitigate the risk as much as possible. And we know that when masks come off, that's the highest risk part of the day. So I know for me, conversations around mealtimes are a really important point. And I think when you see us talking about the possibility of plan A, at the secondary level, some of the considerations are going to be that our secondary schools have class changes throughout the day. So, you know, at elementary, the kids can really stay with the same cohort of kids all day long because they don't have to switch classes. But that isn't true at our secondary level, which just makes exposures a little bit higher, potential exposures a little bit higher. And yeah, I mean, there's just a lot to dive into. There's concerns about switching gears again, because that it takes several weeks to get used to any change that comes along. So we've got some big things to chew on at our meeting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, once again, that meeting on Monday night, and one of the previous school board meetings that we've done some reporting on, Hillary, is the Board of Education deciding what the school building renaming process is going to be. You've got two schools in your district, Cameron Park Elementary School and CW Stanford Middle School, that the board recently approved to change their names and find some different ones going forward. Can you share a little bit about what the school board's recent decision was in terms of how that renaming process is going to go?
Sure. So the general process is going to look like we will open up an online nomination process where anyone in the community can submit a proposed name, and all of the nominations will go to committees at each of the respective schools. So the current Cameron Park has a committee of representative stakeholders. The Stanford Middle School has a group of representative stakeholders, and those groups will take the nominations and talk through them about what resonates at the school level and with the people who are most tightly tied to those communities. And then those groups will make a recommendation of a couple of names to the school board of what they would like to see. And then the board will ultimately make the decision after a couple of public hearings.
To you, and you mentioned that it is this committee that are being led by largely the school's administrative leaders. To you, why is it important that it's those principals and school leaders within those schools leading those groups with the new name consideration?
Well, I think that anytime something big happens in our school district, you know, you really want the change to feel good to the people who it affects the most. And it's, I think, really important to the board that the school communities feel good about and feel some sense of ownership of the name and feel like that community can embrace the new identity in an authentic way. So I think that that's how we landed in this process. And I'm really excited to see how it goes. I think ultimately it's going to end up being a really fun thing for the community. And I'm excited to see what folks come up with.
Well, OrangeCountyFirst.com, the website to go to for the Orange County Schools District, and to learn more about that school renaming process. Once again, we're speaking with Chair of the Board of Education for Orange County Schools, Hillary McKenzie. Hillary, we've got to begin to wrap up. Anything else going on around the district you want to let our audience know about?
Oh, really, I just want to take this last second to thank our staff and our families and our students for pulling through this year together. It's been extremely challenging, but I'm so proud of the Orange County Schools community, and I know that we have learned lots of lessons together in this time that we're going to carry into the future that will make us a stronger district in the years ahead. Everyone has just been so incredibly resilient and really put their hearts into navigating these challenging times, and I'm so grateful. The last thing I'll mention is that it's almost time to start talking about graduation, which kind of blows my mind a little bit. We have teams at all three of our high schools already deep into the planning process, and I look forward to being able to share more about those plans to celebrate our seniors maybe the next time I'm on.
Maybe so. I mean, time just flies by. I'm sure it's some people might be like, it feels like we still just got finished with Christmas break, and spring break is coming up in just a week or so. Can't be thinking about graduation yet, can we? But I mean, it never stops. The school calendar never stops.
No, it doesn't. And there is a lot of planning that goes into graduation. So it's never too soon to start talking about it.
Of course. Well, once again, OrangeCountyFirst.com, the website to go to, and Orange County School Board Chair Hillary McKenzie, thank you so much for joining us again for Speaking of Schools.
Yep. Thanks, Brighton. Great to be here. Talk to you soon.